Half of a Yellow Sun by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. Ugwu stood by the door, waiting. Sunlight streamed in through the windows, and from time to time a gentle breeze lifted the curtains. The room was silent except for the rustle of Master's page turning. Ugwu stood for a while before he began to edge closer and closer to the bookshelf, as though to hide in it, and then, after a while, he sank down to the floor, cradling his raffia bag between his knees. He looked up at the ceiling, so high up, so piercingly white. He closed his eyes and tried to reimagine this spacious room with the alien furniture, but he couldn't. He opened his eyes, overcome by a new wonder, and looked around to make sure it was all real. To think he would sit on these sofas, polish this slippery smooth floor, wash these gauzy curtains.
Kedu Afaji, what's your name?
Master asked, startling him. Ugwu stood up.
What's your name?
Master asked again and sat up straight. He filled the armchair, his thick hair that stood high on his head, his muscled arms, his broad shoulders. Ugwu had imagined an older man, somebody frail, and now he felt a sudden fear that he might not please this master who looked so youthfully capable, who looked as if he needed nothing.
Ugwu, sir.
Ugwu, and you come from Obukpa?
From Opi, sir.
You could be anything from 12 to 30.
Master narrowed his eyes.